The Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame is brought to you by IBM, Administaff, and Aflac. This is a 2007 copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for staying with me. And I have got a big announcement to make today. And it's not all about me, ladies and gentlemen. It might kind of sound like it is, but it really isn't. It's about you, too. And in fact, it's especially about you. But I want to, before I tell you the big news, I'll make the announcement. This segment, don't worry, I'm not gonna string it out too long, but before I do, I want to tell you a little story, and it's a little story that it's a story that you're somewhat familiar with. You've heard me talking about some of the components of this story over the last several months, and it starts with some information that Chad Moutre, the chief economist at the Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy, gave us. About sometime last year, in the fall sometime, I don't remember exactly when. But he came on the show and gave us the results of some new research. And the research updated the old research. And let me tell you about the old research first. Years ago, several years ago, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, the SBA reported that half of all small businesses failed in the first 5 years by the fifth year. You know, some of them earlier, some of them later, but half failed by 5 years. The research, which is a terrible thing. It made me sick to hear that news. But then last fall, Chad Moutre gave us the new research, and that new research showed that 50% of businesses were failing in 4 years, not five. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a 20% increase in business failure. That is a 20% increase in business obituaries. And that is shocking news to me. That's startling news to me. That's very depressing news to me. It's upsetting. The idea that 20% more businesses are failing in 5 years. And so I looked around and I said, why would that be? What would be the cause of that? And it wouldn't be, I don't think, because of business, because of the economy, because the economy has been doing great. It wouldn't be because of access to capital, even though it's not a piece of cake to get capital. A lot of people still have trouble with that. If you've got a decent business plan, if you've got any kind of, if you're putting anything together that means your business should be viable, you can get the capital. You can borrow the money that you need. It's out there. It really is. And of course, you've got the global competitive thing out there. A lot of new competition. You've got the web, the internet. You got a lot of stuff going on out there. But you can deal with that. And I decided that I after thinking about all that, I figured out what I think is the reason why so many businesses are failing. So many more businesses are failing these days. And I think it's because of lack of education, about the education, the knowledge of how to be a small business owner, how to start, run, and grow a small business. I think it's the unavailability of information. Also, the inability for a lot of people to find that information. Maybe they don't even know that they need to know certain things, or there are a lot of people who used to work for somebody, used to be an employee. They lost their job. They got mad at their boss or whatever they decided to do. And they decided to start a business. You know, the SBA says 800,000 new businesses are started every year. And the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor shows that 1 in 12 employees in America are actively thinking about starting a business. So here's what we got, folks. On the one hand, on the left hand, let's say, we've got businesses failing at an increased rate of 20%. On the other hand, we have 800,000 new businesses starting and we got 1 in 12 employees planning us to start a small business. That's hope springs eternal, right? Entrepreneurial hope springs eternal. So we got all these failures and all these all this hope. What do those two groups need more than anything else? I think they need answers to questions. I think they need information. I think they need to understand that they need to be able to get answers to the questions that they need when they're starting this business. And you have, and folks, you know this, if you've been in business for a while or if you're starting one right now, you know, you have lots and lots of questions that you're asking. And they're little bitty questions and they're big questions. And you have them all times of the day and night and weekends as you're putting a business plan together, as you're borrowing money from a bank, as you're filling out government forms, as you're managing your finances, as you're hiring an employee, as you're firing an employee, maybe, as you're dealing with competitive situations, whatever it might be. Well, my organization has been working on this now for several years, and we now have the solution to that. And it's a website. This website is a knowledge base. A knowledge base is not a search engine. A search engine knows where things are, but it doesn't know anything. It just knows where things are. This is a knowledge base that works like a search engine. It'll look like a search engine. You'll use it like a search engine. All the tools and the navigation, very similar to a search engine, except that when you ask it a question, it'll give you answers specific to what you ask. Not a billion answers, but maybe 3, maybe 1, maybe 50, depending on what you ask. And here's the website, folks, and we just launched it yesterday on Capitol Hill in the House side of the Capitol building. We launched it yesterday afternoon, and the website is askjim.biz. askjim.biz. Now, the reason I'm so excited about this is for all the reasons I've just stated and the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, there is no barrier to entry. Just like all my stuff, just like my other website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, there's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, if you can show up at my websites, you can come in and use all that we have without telling us who you are, without logging in, no passwords. It's completely free, no barrier to entry. And I want you to use it. It's for you. AskJim.biz. When I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Small Business Week. Once you get it, you never want to quit. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating Small Business Week with a gift for you, small business owners, and those who want to be, those of you who want to be a small business owner. I'm celebrating small business with you, and I brought a gift for you, and it's my present to you. It's something that's been the essence. This new website, askjim.biz, the .biz is because it's intuitive for what we do. We're in the world of business. That's what we talk about is business. So that's how you can remember it, askjim.biz. And that's a website where that we're giving you. Merry Christmas, Happy Small Business Week, Happy Birthday, whatever you want to say. It's our gift to you. It's a knowledge base where you can go and ask questions and we'll give you answers. Now, if you don't find the answer you want at askjim.biz, we will still answer it for you. There's a link there that says search help. And click on the search help link and there's a place there for you to send us your question. And we will answer it by email as soon as we can. And it's all for free. All this is for free. But do your best to find the answer in the search, in the search feature of AskJim.biz. And remember, this is a launch. We're launching this website, and every week we're going to be adding new content, new information. So you're going to wonder, if you don't find something today, you may find it tomorrow or next week. So keep looking. We're going to be adding new capability. In fact, next week I've got another announcement to make of some new capability that we're offering you, and it's all going to be for free, just like everything else I do. It's all sponsor supported. Please, you know, notice who our sponsors are and thank them for the support of us and of you. And all I ask you to do is give them first shot. I'm not saying that you have to do business with them. Maybe you prefer someone else, but at least give them first shot. And of course, as you know, if we do business with them, we've already qualified them. We know they're good folks. But I want you to think about Ask Jim. I want you to go there and use it to your advantage. I believe that one of the things that causes small business owners to go out of business, to fail, is they need information and they don't have it. They don't know how to get it. If they knew who to ask, they might not ask that person because they don't want that person to think that they didn't know. A lot of small business owners, I believe, think that they're supposed to know things, that even if they don't know it. And if they ask someone, they would be admitting that they have a small business and they don't know how to do this. Well, AskJim.biz has been designed to fix that. In the privacy of your own home, in the privacy of your office, in the middle of the night, on the weekends, whenever you want to go there, you can ask a question and get an answer, become educated, become smarter, and nobody has to know how it happened. I won't know that you came. I won't know that you've been there. We're only going to get numbers. I'm not going to see that you came there. You're not going to have cookies. You know, we're not going to send you cookies where we know who you are and what you did and when you came there. We're not going to know any of that. That's not our business model. If you can come to our website, there's no barrier to entry. You can come on in. Now, let me tell you a little bit more about the features that we're adding to Ask Jim. By the way, the answer to your question is going to be very short, only maybe 100 words or so or less. There's one answer in the Ask Jim that's 3 words long. If we can answer it briefly, as brief, we will answer every question as briefly as possible because that's what you want. You want a very short answer to your specific question. Then, if you want more, one of the things that we're doing to build out the site is something we call Jim's Picks. Jim's Picks are an array of other resources, articles, shows, the interviews that I've done on that topic, articles on that topic of your question, books, resources, websites, other things that are associated with your topic, the topic of your question. Those are all right beside the answer to the question that you've asked. So you start out with a question. You don't know, you'd like to know when to incorporate, let's say. You think, okay, how do I know when to incorporate? Let's say you type that in there. We're going to give you several answers that will help you with that. And each one of them will have something, and more as time goes by, as we continue to build this out, something that will give you other information. So you get your question answered. And then you have the availability of this other information. So then when you have the definition, then the article will make more sense to you, for example. So that's what we're doing. And a lot more to come as we build this thing out. And by the way, you have categories. We have about 48 business categories at AskJim.biz. And inside each one of those categories, you could actually search within the category, not the whole knowledge base. You can go to a category and search within the knowledge base. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Small Business Week. We're celebrating Small Business Week here in Washington, D.C., and in honor of Small Business Week and the hard work that you do, and in our effort to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, here's AskJim.biz. We built it for you. We hope you use it to your advantage. Quick break, right back with our good friend, Brad Huskin. We're going to talk about salesmanship right after these messages. Stay with us. You, every time that you
The Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame is brought to you by IBM, Administaff, and Aflac. This is a 2007 copyrighted production intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without the prior written consent of Small Business Network, Inc. is prohibited. All rights reserved.